Vincent Mortgage is more than just a mortgage company. We work hard to support our community by helping families find their dream home, consolidate their debt, or upgrade their existing homes. Find us on Facebook, download our app, or visit VincentMortgage.com for great information on how to reach all your family's financial goals. Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999.
Come visit us at 12801 Flushing Meadows Drive, St. Louis, Missouri, 63131. NMLS number 225095.
For a first or second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
Happy Memorial Day weekend. As you fire up the barbecue and enjoy your time off, just remember those Americans who sacrificed for us on the front lines defending our way of life. The United States military. To all members of the armed forces, past and present, and their families, we honor your service and we say thank you. And have a good and safe Memorial Day weekend from all of us here at the Big 550 KTRS.
This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. This portion of the show is brought to you by the Skyview Drive-In on the North Belt West in Belleville. Yes, it's Skyview season now that Memorial Day is here. They've been open up on the weekends, but now they're open 7 nights a week. And we have some tickets to give away to that and some other stuff with the Harris Challenge, which you can play right now by calling 314-969-KTRS or 1-888-550-KTRS. As long as you haven't been on with us in the last month or so, you get a shot to play here. I am just making a note. Check basement when I get home, because it is coming down like crazy out there, and it has been the last couple of days, and there's still more storms in the forecast on and off over the weekend. And I just remember what happened over Christmas weekend in town when we had all that rain, and I didn't check the basement, and we had a little flood down there and had to replace all the carpeting in the basement. So tonight will be the night when I go down there and go, why didn't we get a sump pump? For about the 17th year in a row, by the way. So you may want to do the same. I'm just happy we live at the top of the hill. I don't know what those people at the bottom of the hill must have gone through if it was that bad at our house at the top of the hill. Let's meet our first contestant for the Harris Challenge today, and that's you, Todd. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I am AM and the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. We appreciate that. Here's one thing we love about our listeners. Not only do you know to say that, but you know to pause after saying it long enough to get the hallelujah in.
I wouldn't say it without it.
That's what loyal listeners are all about, Todd. Now, you get the unique opportunity that is afforded only to contestants of the Harris Challenge, a little thing we call the five-second cheap plug opportunity, where you can suck up to the boss, shout out to the family, or use it for your private commercial endorsement. Go right ahead.
I got two things to say. First of all, congratulations to myself and my wife for 15 years of marriage.
Nice. Congratulations.
And let's go Cards.
Yeah. When is that going to start?
Unfortunately, it started.
It hasn't started. They started the season,
to go.
But the Let's Go Cards part hasn't begun yet. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to that, hopefully sometime in June.
Go Ambush.
Go FC.
Yes.
Well, that sounds dirty, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
When we play the Harris Challenge, of course, it wouldn't be a game worth playing if there weren't prizes, and we wouldn't have prizes if it weren't for this guy.
Yay! The prize man!
Paul, we have one dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
They have two locations, one in Forsyth and one in Cottleville. Or how about Peroni's Pizzeria? We'll give you a gift card. They have two locations in Florissant and one in St. Peter's at 70 and 79. Also, the Skyview Drive-In in Belleville, right there in North Belt West, has on screen one, X-Men Apocalypse, and Mother's Day. On screen two, Angry Birds with Kung Fu Panda 3. And and we'll get passes for that.
Now, you can have your choice of those prizes if you win, or if you get all the questions right, we have the bonus prize.
That's right. For the clean sweep, you get a gift certificate to Candice's Italian Restaurant and Bar on Holloway and Manchester in Baldwin. Candice's offers dine-in, carry-out, or catering, and now pizza delivery. Go to Candice's.net.
All right, Todd, let's turn on the semi-random category computer. And you can choose which of the first three categories of the... We'll have a total of five with five contestants, but three of them come popping out at first, and you tell us the one you want. Led, of course, by our most topical category, have you been paying attention? Category two, a day of memorials. Or category three, it happened in May.
I think I'll go with the have you been paying attention.
All right, we've got 60 seconds on the clock, Todd. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which German pharmaceutical company is trying to buy Monsanto?
Bayer.
Correct. Who has been appointed a professor at the London School of Economics? Gwyneth Paltrow, Angelina Jolie, or Annette Bening?
Annette Bening.
Angelina Jolie. Which former Soviet Union leader has been banned from the Ukraine after he came out in support of Russia's annexation of Crimea?
Do I get multiple choice?
Nope.
Half.
Which member of Congress sent a letter to supporters announcing the giveaway of an AR-15 assault rifle? This one is multiple choice. Is it Ted Cruz, Ron Paul, or Ann Wagner?
Cruz.
It's Paul.
Holy cow.
What killed a 23-year-old man who was hiking in Arizona this week? A pack of mountain lions, a falling drone, or 1,000 bee stings?
1,000 bee stings.
Correct. Who's the former Soviet Union leader banned from the Ukraine?
That would be Putin. No, the guy before him.
It was Mikhail Gorbachev.
Really?
The last leader of the Soviet Union.
I didn't know he was still alive.
Yeah, he is. And so is the stain on his head. let's see how you did here, Todd. You got the one, you got the five. Oh, that's only 6 points. As you know, you need eight to win on the Harris Challenge. And when you don't reach that threshold, we have to punish you. Here is some punishment music. According to my records, we have not used for almost 2 years now. It is the one-time star of Baywatch, who at the time was also one of the biggest musical stars in Europe. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. David Hasselhoff. By the way, I said Europe, not the United States of America, and here's why.
Let's go on a holiday.
Let's go to Jamaica.
Flying to Montego Bay.
Let's go to Jamaica.
Maybe find the hideaway.
Let's go to Jamaica.
We can limbo on the sand to a steel drum band. Limbo cool, limbo fine. Everybody gets a chance.
Okay, that's enough. That's enough. Here's the problem with this song. Not only is it not good, it's also an earworm song. And I apologize now for putting that in your ear where you will not be able to get it out all weekend long, particularly if we have to hear it again and again
Let's
and again
go
today.
To Jamaica.
Say, there you go. It's stuck not only in Dan's ear, but in his mouth.
Yeah.
Todd, I'm sorry you had to go through that, but I hope you have a great Memorial Day weekend.
Thank you, Paul. You did the same.
Thank you very much for playing. Here is contestant number two. Hello, Amanda.
Hi, AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead and plug something.
Well, have a great holiday, and next month, if you got a Friday free, check out Twisted Improv in Kirkwood on the 17th.
All right. Here are the categories you can choose from. A Day of Memorials, It Happened in May, or our new third category, Movie Memories.
Movie Memories, please.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock, Amanda. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what 2002 movie did Matt Damon first play an assassin who doesn't know his own name?
The Bourne Identity.
Correct. In what 1990 movie were Arnold Schwarzenegger's memories... Did Arnold Schwarzenegger... Hold on just a second here.
You need help over there?
Okay, I just needed to hyperventilate
Let's go
a little.
To you, Jamaica.
I just needed to hyperventilate just
okay,
a little bit.
It's not a tumor.
All right, I think I'm okay now. Let's go. In what 1990 movie did Arnold Schwarzenegger's memories lead him to an adventure on Mars?
Oh. Total Recall.
Correct. What 1973 movie's theme song, sung by Barbara Streisand, starts with memories like the corners of my mind?
The Way We Were?
Correct. Who directed the 1980 movie Stardust Memories?
Oh, come on. Pass.
In what 2000 Christopher Nolan movie does Guy Pearce play a man who can't remember anything from day to day?
Memento.
Correct. Back to the four-pointer. You need this for the clean sweep. Who directed the 1980 movie Stardust Memories? It was Woody Allen.
Yeah.
But that's okay, Amanda. You still got yourself 11 points for the win. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Hang on. Dan will tell you how you get that. And here's, it's either Paul or Paulie, depending on whether Dan typed it one way or the other.
Oh, that's Paul.
Hi, Paul.
Hi, guys. How are you? I am AM and the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Go ahead and plug something.
I'd like to give a shout-out to all my Spectrum Brands Pet Home and Garden co-workers today.
Okay. Which category would you like, Paul? We have a day of memorials. It happened in May, or X-Men and women.
Wow. Let's go with the it happened in May.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. These are not things that happened this May, but in May in years past.
Hey, May.
Hey, May. All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which TV show set in a bar ended an 11-year run on NBC in May 1993?
Cheers.
Right. What kind of vehicle did inventor Igor Sikorsky demonstrate publicly for the first time in May 1940?
Pass.
Which state passed a bill removing the Confederate flag from its statehouse in May 2000?
Mississippi.
South Carolina. For 1 point each, name four of the eight nations that signed the Warsaw Pact in May 1955.
Poland.
That's one.
Great Britain.
Nope.
Czechoslovakia.
That's two.
Ukraine.
That was part of the USSR. I'll give that to you.
Hungary.
Okay, that's four. Who was shot and wounded by Mehmet Ali Agca as he drove through a crowd in St. Peter's Square in May 1981?
Pope John Paul II.
I'm going to give that one to you as well. I'm in a holiday weekend kind of mood. You are absolutely right. Igor Sikorsky invented the helicopter. But you didn't need that one, Paul, because you got the four and you got the five for a total of
Woo-hoo!
9 points, and you are a winner. Nicely done.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hang on. Dan will get to you, and I will get to our next contestant. Hi, Scott.
Hey, good afternoon.
Hi. 5 seconds to plug something.
Hey, I just want to say great job, Blues. I mean, that's very tough to get as far as they did, and I enjoyed the heck out of the playoff run.
Yeah. I mentioned this yesterday. A friend of mine texted me, and he said, what a horrible year it is for St. Louis sports. We lost the Rams, the Cardinals suck, and the Blues couldn't get to the Stanley Cup Finals, to which I say, we didn't want the Rams anymore. Good riddance. The Cardinals have been in playoffs more times in the last few years than not, and they'll get better and come back, I'm sure. And the Blues went further than they have in our lifetimes. That's not a bad year in St. Louis sports. You got you know what? Some people are a glass half full person. Some people are a glass half empty kind of person. I'm of the glasses twice as big as it needs to be kind of person. Scott, which category would you like? We have two left: a day of memorials, or our new third, or our other category, X-Men and women.
Oh wow! Day of memorials.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which U.S. president dedicated the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C.? Reagan, Bush, or Clinton?
Bush.
Reagan. Which St. Louis area interstate has a sign designating it American Veterans Memorial Highway?
I-70.
270. In what state would you find the Arizona Memorial?
Hawaii.
Yes, at Pearl Harbor. Which rhyming children's author was honored with a national memorial in Springfield, Massachusetts in 2002?
Rhyming.
Rhyming children's author.
Dr. Seuss.
Correct. The Lincoln Memorial has one column for each state in the Union at the time of Lincoln's death. How many was that? 28, 36, or 42?
28.
36 states when he died in 1865. Let's see how you did here, Scott. You got Hawaii for 3, Dr. Seuss for 4, and unfortunately, that's all. 7 points. So I have to punish you as well. Let's stick this in your ear and smoke it. You know, I find that a whistle sound effect makes most songs better.
This for kids or adults?
I don't know. I bet that's the whistle you wore as a lifeguard.
Anybody. Is this for anybody?
It's not for me. Get it off. All right, Scott. Have a good holiday weekend. Thanks for playing.
You too.
Here comes our final contestant. Hi, Ken.
Good afternoon. Just want to say thanks to all our veterans, and go Cards and go Blues next year. You're going to get better.
Okay, and go Rams out of town.
There you go.
No, I want them to go out of town.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay, yeah. They are. Yeah.
Just in case there are any Rams left in town.
Oh.
Go out of town.
Okay.
Particularly if your name rhymes with Schmunky. all right, one category left here, Ken. It's X-Men and Women.
I'll take that one.
Good choice. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what country would you find the cities of Jean Pham and Jamen?
Egypt.
China. Which Texas rock trio had a 1975 radio hit called Heard It on the X?
I have no clue.
All right, we'll go to the three-pointer. What corporation, whose name starts and ends with X, was founded in 1906 as the Halloid Company?
I almost said Xerox.
That's correct. Don't go any further. That's correct. Who were the two stars of TV's The X-Files?
I'm not a TV person.
We'll go to the five-pointer then, see if you're a movie person. What 1969 John Voight Dustin Hoffman movie is the only X-rated film to ever win the Oscar for Best Picture?
Was it, Midnight Cowboy?
That's correct.
Know.
You are correct, yes. They have since changed the rating to R, but in 1969, it was rated X. Now, David Duchovny and Gillian Anderson was the answer to the X-Files question, and Heard It on the X. Let's go to classic rock expert Dan Strauss.
ZZ Top.
That's absolutely correct.
And X was a station in Mexico, wasn't it?
Yes, because our call letters here all start with W or K, but in Mexico they start with X.
Yeah.
And now for the bonus points, Dan, what do they start with in Canada?
C.
Correct.
Yeah. Yay!
Nicely done.
Thank you.
Dan, you get free tickets to the Skyview Drive-In.
All right!
And woo! Ken, you get your choice of prizes because you got the 3 and the 5 for 8 points just at the threshold for the win.
I'll take the tickets for Angry Men.
Okay.
The what?
Was that one of them? I don't know.
Angry Birds.
We have tickets for Angry Birds. Well, you talk to Dan and tell him whatever it is you want to go see.
Details,
okay?
You handle it.
Thank you.
All right, hang on the phone there, Ken.
Hang on, Ken.
That was Angry Ken.
Yeah.
That's the Harris Challenge for this week. We do it every Friday right around 5:15, exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS. And you can catch up with previous Harris Challenges by going to my website, harrisonline.com.
Meet me.
All right, we're going to check traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, we've got some problems out on the highways. Now, the major problem we have is on northbound 270 between Marshall Road and Big Bend. Only the far left lane and the far right lane are getting by due to an accident there. Plus, with the heavy rain that's coming, we're right now backed up to Graboid. We have other incidents to report. We've got an accident reported on Schutz Road north of Villa Dorado. We have another accident northbound 55 north of Park. crash report in Manchester at Sulphur Springs. You've got a water main break mixed with the rain at westbound Manchester at Henry that has things backed up almost to Highway 270, a little west of that. If you are traveling on westbound 70, it looks like we're running a little slow now between Lindbergh and St. Charles Rock Road. You're heavy again as you get out toward Lake St. Louis Boulevard through Highway 40. Westbound 40, we've thinned out pretty much in the St. Louis City area, but you are running slow through the rain, 270 out through Timberlake Manor, and then it really bogs down from Winghaven through Highway 70. This traffic report brought to you by Ace. Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. Come into your neighborhood Ace to find a variety of gas, charcoal, and electric grills, plus a wide selection of tools and accessories from all the best brands. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095. Here's a question only you can answer. What do you think about us? Let us know, and you could win St. Louis FC soccer, Mizzou football, or Six Flags tickets. Just go to KTRS.com and click on Enter to Win and take our listener survey. You'll be able to tell us honestly how we're doing, good or bad, and possibly win St. Louis soccer, Mizzou football, or Six Flags tickets just for doing so. You listen to us, and we listen to you. The Big 550 KTRS. Talk radio for the rest of us.
Here's a word from Suburban Leisure Center. Save big. Well, that's actually two words, but the point is, you can save 15 to 40% on complete patio furniture sets at Suburban Leisure Center. Finally, you can easily afford to replace that old, rickety, weathered patio furniture by taking advantage of tremendous savings on new patio sets. Suburban Leisure Center has a great selection of everything you'd need to have yourself a mini resort in your yard, with patio furniture from all the top brands, plus umbrellas at 15 to 40% off. And because you can actually sit on the furniture and feel the quality at Suburban Leisure Center, it's a lot better than ordering on the internet and hoping that it looks like what you saw online. What are you waiting for? The 15 to 40% off complete patio furniture sale is for a limited time only. Bottom line, save big. There are those two words again. At Suburban Leisure Center on Olive, just a mile west of 141. Get better merchandise at better prices at Suburban Leisure Center. Online at SuburbanLeisureCenter.com.
If you currently use a CPAP system, I've got an important question for you. Are you sure you're keeping your CPAP system clean enough? Like, really sure? A dirty CPAP system is a perfect breeding ground for germs. Put that mask on, and they've got a direct line to your body. Talk about a good way to get sick. Fortunately, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs in minutes. To introduce it to the world, they want you to try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-500-6142. With SoClean, you never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. Supplies are limited, so don't wait. Call 1-800-500-6142. 1-800-500-6142.
LASIK is a medical procedure. Please see our website or FDA.gov for more information on benefits and risks. Individual results may vary.
If you've ever considered LASIK, stop what you're doing right now and be one of the first 100 callers to take advantage of a very special deal on FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology. The number to call is 1-800-500-1599. TLC Laser Eye Centers and Dr. Stephen Wexler, one of the most experienced surgeons in St. Louis, are now offering $400 off their already affordable services. That's $200 off per eye. Be one of the first 100 callers to set up a free consultation to find out if LASIK is right for you. 1-800-500-1599. With over 20 years' experience and more than 2 million procedures performed, TLC Laser Eye Centers is the ultimate choice for your vision correction needs. So if you're interested in being less dependent on glasses and contacts, be one of the first 100 callers for a very special deal on a premium LASIK experience. Call 1-800-500-1599. 1-800-500-1599.
This message is for the business owners that make America great.
The $25,000 in capital, I put in an outdoor seating area that would pay for itself in a month.
If only I had $75,000, I'd buy the equipment I desperately need.
My business is on the verge of a breakthrough. If I had $250,000 today, it could really take off.
Is access to capital standing between you and your dreams? Even if you can get a loan, it can take months. If only there is a way for business owners to get the funding they need when they need it so they can seize opportunities to truly succeed. For over 14 years, BFS Capital has given businesses of all sizes the money they need, providing more than $1 billion in funding. BFS Capital is flexible and fast. Call now, get approved today, and you could have the funds you need in as little as 48 hours. 1-800-700-1320. 1-800-700-1320. That's 1-800-700-1320.
Business fundings only. Loans may be provided by third parties and subject to lender approval.
Guess what's going on at Appliance Discounters? A huge sale on quality Bosch built-in appliances and dishwashers. When you purchase a Bosch dishwasher for $599 or higher, Appliance Discounters will also do the replacement install for free. That's $150 savings. We'll even throw in a Bosch food mixer valued at $300 for free.
Shop the Appliance Discounters this Memorial Day at any of their six area locations, open now through Monday.
This is Whitey Herzog, and I'm here with my friend, Jeff Holper from Holper's Pest and Animal Solutions.
If you've got brown recluse spiders, bees, wasps, mosquitoes, moles, voles, ants, bats, mice, rats, anything like that, call Holper's, and we can solve that problem for you. Have no fear. Holper's is here for you. What's that number, Whitey?
That's Holper's Pest and Animal Solutions, 314-544-PEST.
Everybody needs a good butcher. My butcher, Menino's. But why? Well, you get great hands-on service, not to mention customized cuts of beef and great information so you'll never mess up. Menino's Market has lean baby back ribs, $4.29 a pound, as well as a huge selection of choice Angus beef. They have a large selection of potatoes, pasta salad, and don't forget about the warm homemade French bread all day long. Menino's in Cotterville, and for catering, meninosmarket.com.
The following is a message from the Bud Light Party.
This election year, our calendars are filling up with lesser holidays, and it's becoming a problem. There's National Lumpy Rug Day, Shrimp Scampi Day, and Bat Appreciation Day. Everything is worth celebrating with a Bud Light, but come on, Bat Appreciation Day? This message approved by the Bud Light Party. Raise one to right now.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
This is Dr. Dan Gagliotti. I host the Superior Healthcare Show every Saturday at 3 o'clock. But you can also call me right now. Are you or your family suffering with chronic pain, joint pain, or migraines? Did you know that all of these can be traced back to your nerve system? Stop putting Band-Aids over the issue. Stop covering up your symptom. Address the cause. Solve the problem. Call us at Superior Healthcare, 314-394-1923. Listen to Superior Healthcare every Saturday and call us now at 314-394-1923.
Enjoy a taste of Greece this Friday through Monday at the Assumption Greek Orthodox Church near Manchester and I-270. Hi, everyone. I'm Victoria Babu. Join me for some delicious Greek food and pastries, plus Greek music and dancers. Visit stlouisgreekfest.com for more information. Whoop-a!
Weekday mornings at 6:35. Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday.
One more time.
It's Aloha Friday. Boom, boom. No work till Monday.
It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. This portion of the show brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant on the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. You may be able to get some grilling in this weekend. You know, depending on how the weather breaks, part of Saturday and certainly part of Sunday look like they could be good barbecuing weather. The Smokehouse Market would be a great place to pick up some of the stuff you're going to put on that grill. From pork steaks to ground beef to chicken, soup, salads, pies, they got it all. And, of course, right next door, that great sit-down restaurant, Annie Gunn's Restaurant. Who together sponsor this gentleman from Southern California, Mr. Mike Evans. Hello, Michael.
Hello. Hello, Polly.
How are you today?
Blues not doing too good today.
No, blues aren't doing too good.
Well, they're probably
today.
Doing better today. Maybe yeah.
Feeling
a little worse
better
yesterday.
Yeah.
they get over themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Not take care of their business.
That's right.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. I mean. Pockless question, name the name of the celebrity who owns the 12 acres. It's easy. 12-acre ranch, a sanctuary for abused animals, has cows and chickens and goats and pigs and dogs and cats and horses. Is it Conan O'Brien, Jimmy Fallon, John Stewart, Bill O'Reilly? I have 3 movies for you, Danny.
Okay.
Let's see if I agree with little boy here.
All right.
All right. First is a documentary. Did you see Australia's Lost Gold?
I'm sorry, what was it called?
Australia's Lost Gold?
Yeah.
No, never heard of it.
It's a true story about this guy named Harold Lassiter who was found dead at 81 right after telling the world that he had discovered a reef of gold.
Whoa.
In Australia. And worth billions of dollars. The dialogue of this documentary is his elderly son who picks up where his dad left off. Just fabulous. 3.5 stars, but of course I should point out that I love documentaries, too.
Yeah, how'd that reef of gold work out? Oh, you don't want to spoil it. I understand. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll move on.
Okay.
Next is X-Men Apocalypse. You see that one, Tommy?
No, I'm not a comic book hero kind of movie.
Colin saw it, and he didn't like it that much.
Did you?
James McAvoy and Michael Fassbender and Jennifer Lawrence. It's a good movie, but it's a little over the top. The special effects, though, I thought were pretty good. PG, a little long at 2 hours and 16 minutes, and I gave it 2.5 stars.
Why are they all making such long movies now?
I don't know. Keep people there to eat more popcorn? I don't know.
And they don't have enough story to fill up 2 hours and 16 minutes in most of these movies.
You're right. Yeah. You're absolutely right. he didn't like it?
He didn't. And he's a comic book movie guy, and he did not like it. He gave it a 4 out of 10.
Yeah.
No, I don't get that at all.
You said it took too long to get to the fight scene or the battle scene or what they're...
And Alice Through the Looking Glass.
Hasn't opened here yet. How is it?
It's a Disney-generated classic. All those stars are there, and the special effects are really good. The script is a little weak and wanders, but it's PG for the kids. It's Disney. It's Alice in Wonderland.
Mm-hmm.
1 hour and 40 minutes, PG. 3 stars.
And it's Anne Hathaway, too.
Yeah.
She's cute. But, man, how many Alice in Wonderland movies do we need?
We don't need any more.
No, we're done.
Don't need any more. TV news should be interesting. What do you think is going to happen in January when CBS breaks out the new Star Trek series?
I didn't know they were doing one.
Yes, they are.
On CBS TV?
Yes.
Wow.
I saw, too, a little 4-minute clip montage of the new Kevin James series on, I guess he's coming back to CBS.
Mm-hmm.
He's supposed to be a retired cop, I think.
It's called Kevin Can Wait.
Yes. And it didn't, some of
didn't,
it looked hit or miss.
It, did it?
No.
Did you ever see his stand-up special?
I did not.
It is one of the funniest half hours of anybody I've ever seen. I mean, just perfect, tight, hysterical comedy.
Really?
Yeah, it's called Sweat the Small Stuff. Might be an hour long, but it's great. Find it if you can.
Will do. I want to congratulate Jimmy Fallon, a fellow K-Rock alumni. Got 3-year extension on his ABC late night show. A lot of K-Rock people have done very well. Hey, look at me. I'm on Frank Opinion every day in St. Louis.
Yeah,
that's right.
Except you said Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah. On ABC?
You mean Jimmy Kimmel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did I say Fallon?
Yes,
yeah,
you did.
Yeah, you did.
Jeez.
So it was a lot of
that's
years
all right.
ago.
There's a lot of Jimmys out there.
Yeah.
Date in history? May 27, 1995, Christopher Superman Reeves was thrown off a horse and was paralyzed from the neck down.
Mm.
You all remember that. What you probably don't remember or know is that he was only supposed to be there a half hour, get on a horse, and do one jump. It was a photo session for equestrian safety campaign.
Oh.
Wow.
How sad.
Mm-hmm.
1937, Golden Gate Bridge opened on this day.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
People still jump off that thing every year.
Yeah, I don't know why.
They put up nets. I talked to a guy last year. He was one of the cops who used to have to go up there and talk people down. How'd you like that for a job?
Mm. Not particularly.
No, because there are some people who I'd say, go ahead.
Yeah, well, there's been talk, too, about maybe putting up like a chain net underneath it, yeah, or some kind of netting.
Whatever they use at the Apple factory in China is what they should put under there.
But you're not going to stop. I mean,
people want to kill themselves. People, they'll find a way.
And the people are talking about how it would make the Golden Gate Bridge look, less appealing.
Yeah.
You see some big metal net hanging underneath.
Right now, Mike's thinking, why don't we jump off?
Yes, you're peeing on ourselves. Sorry, Mike.
Awkward question. Name the name of the celebrity who owns the 12-acre ranch for a sanctuary for abused animals. Bill O'Reilly, Jon Stewart, Jimmy Fallon, Conan O'Brien.
Wow. I'll go Conan.
Stewart.
Definitely Jon Stewart.
It is Jon Stewart. And finally, you guys were.
It's okay.
It's Aloha Friday. No word no money. We're going to play that. Aloha Friday. Have a great weekend, everybody, because Lily O'Kalani, Lani Ani, OK, look who and a cock and a ha, hui, hui, ho. Kill away, carry, ca, who. Why, man, I look, I'm OK, a cock, a ho. Bye-bye. Anana Koli Makawani
Yani Ona Nana Lula Wa Hawaii. Mike Evans brought to you by Andy Gunn's Restaurant at the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. Knuckleheads of the News coming up in just a moment. First, you remember a couple of weeks ago we were talking about the lawsuit filed by the family of Randy California, who was the leader of a band called Spirit, who said that Robert Plant and Jimmy Page stole the riffs from one of his songs called Taurus for the beginning of Stairway to Heaven.
Yes.
Remember that?
Yeah.
A loyal listener by the name of Neil Ottenstein heard us talking about that and did a little searching around on the internet for weird versions of Stairway to Heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And he found this one. This is real. Done in 1991 by an Australian Beatles cover band. Listen.
It is really cool.
Oh,
I like this.
Here. Video of this, and they're dressed in Beatle garb with Beatle haircuts, and they're on stage just the way the Beatles were on the Ed Sullivan Show, and they even shake their heads, and their hair shakes the same way as Paul's did, and they do the woo part.
Great.
Wow.
That was awesome.
Can you find that on YouTube and put it up on the Facebook page?
Yes.
I will do that, or you can Google it yourself. It's a group called the Beatniks, with B-E-A-T-N-I-X. They're an Australian Beatles cover band. Thank you, Neil Ottenstein, for finding that and sending it to us to play here today on the Big 550 KTRS. Now, Knuckleheads in the News, brought to you by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company. You need a cab? Use the STL Taxi app or call 314-652-3456. Spanning the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. We begin in Carroll, Iowa, where Brad Sapp was working late sorting aluminum cans at his redemption center when he heard someone whisper, "Get me out of here." It spooked him. But when he told his wife, Carrie, she made fun of him for being scared of ghosts. 8 hours later, she was working near the chimney when the voice yelled for help again. It turned out to be 29-year-old Jordan Kajewski, who said he was trapped in the chimney. He told Carrie, "I was playing hide-and-seek with my cousin. Please don't call the cops. I just need some help getting out of here." Well, Carrie and Brad couldn't get him out of there, so they did call the cops, who called the firefighters, who had to break a hole through the chimney and pull Jordan out. Covered in soot and nothing else. Oh, did I forget to mention Jordan was butt naked? It's unclear when or why he stripped, but his clothes were with him inside the chimney. He probably took them off to try to get out of there. Turns out that Jordan had asked Brad for a job 3 times in recent weeks, but had been turned down every time. Brad thinks Jordan wanted a few hours of work so he could figure out a way to break into the place. Jordan was busted for trespassing. The best line on this story, by the way, comes from newspaper reporter Jared Strong of the Daily Times Herald. Quote, "It's unclear whether Kajewski won his game of hide-and-seek." I'm guessing he did. In Holland Township, Michigan, the girlfriend of a man who started a massive apartment complex fire is now on the hook for $2 million in damages. Even though Barbara Pello was asleep when her boyfriend, Czech Chanthalavang, fired up a torch just outside of their home to cook a squirrel. She's the one who's liable for destruction because it's her name on the lease. The fire destroyed 32 units at the Clearview Apartments. Kirk told investigators that the fire erupted when he used a blowtorch to burn the fur off a squirrel that he had caught for dinner, and accidentally left the torch on when he went inside to cook it in the kitchen. The torch set a plastic planter ablaze. The flames quickly spread to the rest of the deck. Barbara, who was napping inside, woke up when she heard Kirk screaming, saw him throwing water on the flames, which had begun to engulf the building. The good news is nobody was hurt, but 29 renters were displaced after the raging fire, and the charred apartment complex required $2 million in repairs. The insurance company is suing Barbara because she's on the lease, not the boyfriend. Next, we go to Keystone, Florida, where police found an unusual vehicle parked on the street, a replica of Fred Flintstone's car. Have you seen the picture of this?
No.
Google this. Flintstone car, Key West, Florida. It has a wooden frame. It has garbage cans that roll at the front and the back as the wheels. It's got zebra print fabric on the seats and the canopy. And, of course, there's a hole where the driver puts his feet down to make the thing go, just like Fred Flintstone did. Unfortunately, it was illegally parked in a public right-of-way, so the cops have red-tagged it, and they were going to tow it, but they needed to know the owner's name, so they posted the picture on the department's Facebook page, and within a day, the owner was located. No word on how you hook the Flintstone mobile up to a tow truck. And we'll finish today in Ontario, California, where graduates of the high school are getting one last laugh before saying goodbye after the school distributed diploma covers with a typo. A graduating senior posted a photo to Twitter that shows the diploma cover that was handed out on Thursday with the letters H and C transposed in the word school. That's right, the high school diploma got the word school wrong. School officials say the misspelling was a printing error made by the Graduation Products Committee. All 550 seniors will get a corrected diploma and cover and an apology letter suitable for framing. Thanks to contributors Frank Ladd and Matt Burrows for adding to today's batch of knuckleheads in the news. I have a new one for you every Friday here on the Big 550 KTRS. And we are plumb out of time. So on behalf of Ian and Dan and Tim and Colin and Mike and all of us here who work on the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, I'm Paul Harris. Thanks for listening. Have a great Memorial weekend.
And we're going to head into that holiday weekend with our final check on traffic with Tim Weiland. Tim?
Okay, Dan, within the last 2 minutes, they just cleared the accident off to the right shoulder on northbound 270 between Marshall Road and Big Bend. Now, the backup still goes to Graboid northbound. Southbound drivers are slow from Highway 40 down through Big Bend, and then things open up a little bit. That is also creating a slowdown westbound 40 from Guyer Road down to 270. Also slowing from the Merrimack River Bridge out through Bowles, and southbound 141 is slow now from Big Bend down through Highway 44. Everything else is pretty well thinned out except for downtown. You're still heavy on northbound 55 from the 44 ramp up to the Poplar Street Bridge. And on westbound 40, you're slowing now from Highway N out through Highway 70. And this traffic report, it is brought to you by Staples. They have low prices every day on the office items you use most, like ink, paper, coffee, snacks. And with their new price cuts on ink and toner, you'll save even more. Staples, make more happen. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095.
Hey, all the way!
Hey, all the way!
Throughout our history,
we run every day.
Millions of Americans marched off to war.
The Taliban are watching us and they're planning an ambush. The ambush is probably going to be right over there. Are we going?
Many never made it home. While you're out and about this weekend, think about our local heroes and what they sacrificed for our way of life. Freedom isn't free. The Big 550. KTRS.
Shop Kohl's Memorial Day Weekend Sale and take an extra $10 off your purchase of $25 or more right now through Monday. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it. This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
You can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
A wet start to the day, then a bit of a break, but now the next wave of rain and some small thunderstorms moving in. It looks like a wet evening around St. Louis.
Upset over crime downtown, the crime-fighting tool that's been sitting in boxes for months. Negotiating down to the wire, the efforts being made to agree on an Illinois budget, and the shift in tone today.
Tonight proved that social media is about more than posting selfies. A Good Samaritan plus Facebook helped the photographer get his prized possessions back.
First at 6, a rainy, cloudy, dreary start to the Memorial Day weekend. Giving you a live picture right now of Interstate 270. This is near Manchester. Boy, it's wet out there tonight. Good evening. I'm Sandy Miller.
And I'm Shirley Washington in for Rafer Weigel. Here's a live look at downtown St. Louis. Great.